Buenos Aires, Relations Condensed in Practice. Directed and produced by Eileen Grau, a.k.a. Ailu.
Relations Condensed in Practice.
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
My name is Elsa Justel. I am an aged, hyperactive, anxious, curious woman. As for the sounds, I love all those that can be recorded and turned into music. I work principally with recorded sounds. You discover other things in the sounds. You must discover these other sounds, these other things that the sound wants to tell you. The most important is not how it sounds, but how they move and how they play one with the other. You know, in Argentina, the things are always changing all the time. I don't live in Buenos Aires. I don't think it's a good place to live for a composer, mostly of electroacoustic music. When I went to study composition, I loved Buenos Aires because here there were no composition in the conservatory, only education and instruments. So to study composition, I wasted some years to get enough money to pay my travels and the teacher. So I travel once a week to two sites, a de retour y de vuelta, to have my courses. And at that time, I loved Buenos Aires. I went to the Teatro Colón to see the parks. I thought it was a beautiful city. But nowadays, I feel afraid. It's not only noisy, but ugly. I don't know. I dislike it. Not beautiful. Argentina is a very big country. And we have two or three studios, and it was not easy to have access to these studios. And even if you have an access, then when you went out of the studio, you have nothing to work. So teaching was not preferred, but necessary. The first time I was in Darmstadt in 86. It was in this festival that I knew somebody who told me, if you want to make electroacoustic, you must go to Bourges in France. So when I went to Europe, I was privileged because many of the studios in Europe opened the door for me, and I have the mediums to work in the. Of course, we are speaking about the period of analogic technology. We have several recorders in the tape recorders that were Studer or Revox, several in the studio. So you have a big mixer, and you can make the mixing of the different tapes at the same time. And then, there are effects, filters, and envelopes, and oscillators, of course, to do electronic sounds, synthetic sounds, and a reverberation that was very important reverberation. It was fantastic.
I'm Miguel Garuti, musicologist. I make music with friends and for friends. One way that I found is to make contingent rules. Rules like mirages. The mirage spaces, I believe in them. I went to Buenos Aires from Pehuajó, a little town, and I'm still here. I studied music in the Pehuajó's provincial conservatory, and my grandmother lived in Buenos Aires, and in the holidays we visit her, but visit the city. I met the Teatro Colón and all these amazing spaces full of technical magic. As a musicologist, I'm working in storytelling about the laboratory of electronic music, the main and only in that time in Buenos Aires and Latin America. In the 60s, in Instituto de Itela, represents avant-garde and, well, the future. In that time, there are two laboratories, a Estudio de Fonología Musical, Phonology Studio at the University, and the Electronic Music Laboratory in Itela. They are very powerful people, and they did very strange things, like apparatus to transform drawing in sounds and music. There are a lot of people who hate this kind of music because considering very abstract, fantastic, and intellectual, and far from the real problems of other people. The 70s end early because the direct imperialist action, military intervention in all the countries of the region. That was a plan, a good plan, a very bad plan, but very well executed plan. Terrible repression of all the freedoms, especially the possibility to think in another possible world. And now it's hard to think other possible worlds, but we need to try it.
My name is Cecilia. I'm a composer, a musician from Buenos Aires, Argentina. I like to think that there is something special about the sound of Buenos Aires City, and that's why I'm staying here. I really like the city, first of all because it's home, but also I really like noisy cities, and this one is quite noisy. Right now it's night, so it's not that noisy, I live in downtown, so let's see. Now it's not that noisy, but during the day it's really noisy, and I live close to the Congress, and so I can listen to all the protests and the riots right next to my window, and for some reason I really enjoy those type of soundscapes. We can say that I really like the noise, how the sound of this city is edited. If we think there is a person editing the sound of the city, I really like the result, how the sounds mix each other or how they interrupt each other. I like to think about the idea that this city has a particular way of being, and I really like it. I listen.
You talk!
Windows, promise. So right now I'm working on my master, trying to understand how people listen to nature inside a city, a noisy and big city. So how they understand nature in this context. I'm working inside a big park, a big green area right next to the city, where there are a lot of people that goes there to enjoy nature and birds and animals. And actually, if you go there and listen, there is a lot of more than just animals and birds. There are helicopters, factories, a lot of noise. So I'm trying to understand these places through sounds. I always feel something really natural in the process of sound and music. And I can say, after, I don't know, 20-something years of working with sound, that I really cannot explain what is sound. There is still that I find something really magical about sound. Something that is kind of in a boundary, in a line, in a border. It's really fascinating for me. I like to think that I work with mistakes, or follow, let's say that I follow some mistakes. And I like to think about the idea that I'm not looking for some specific results, but I find them.
My name is Rosa Noli. I'm a composer. I play the saxophone. And I have a baby cat. To the south of Buenos Aires suburbs to study composition, and now I am a professor at the Public University of Quilmes. Later, I moved to the city of Buenos Aires. Here, I have possibilities to inhabit aesthetics that were very different from each other. In other words, to inhabit the circle of contemporary, experimental, and also popular music. Here there is a lot of chaos and a lot of stress. I like living here because I can be part of non-patriarchal and LGBT-affective artistic networks. I have a baby gray cat who calls me mom in Spanish. She says, mama. She says, mama? When I compose music, I work with feedbacks, performance, circular movement, and open form. The sounds of Buenos Aires are a mix of realities, eclectic, soft, human, mechanical, loud, intense, sharp, invasive.
I'm Victoria Barca, and I'm a musician and composer of electroacoustic music from Buenos Aires, Argentina. I work mainly with samples and sounds that I design using digital synthesizers. When I choose a sample, I generally can't leave it as it is. I always have to modify it or modulate it, and I think that way I can change the character of the sound and make it a little bit more personal to me. So I really like that moment when I'm exploring with sounds. I feel like a scientist in a lab, mixing different liquids to see new results. In my music, I'm particularly interested in organic music. Though it's electronic music, I feel like it's important to sound organic, in continuous movement and alive. Before I used to play guitar or drums, but since I started making this kind of music and recording samples and designing sounds, I started paying a lot of more attention to the sounds around me, and like what the spaces I go to sound like, and listening all the time to the ambience in which I am. And sometimes I discover like rhythmic patterns in the ambience or in the city or in nature. And sometimes I hear a particular sound and I imagine how I could generate it through synthesis, how I could imitate it. So I think that's a really beautiful thing because it changed my whole perception of my everyday. I think Buenos Aires is not a particularly good place to be a musician, and especially if you're an experimental musician, it's very difficult to make a living out of it. But on the other hand, I think that this generates that in the experimental music scene, we are really supportive to each other. And there are so many people exploring different things in different personal searches. And there is not really a lot of competition, so you can share information with others and with your colleagues and make things together, collaborate with each other, and even with artists from another discipline. So I think that's very inspiring. I think that I'm surrounded of people I love, but I also admire, and there is so many interesting people. There are also so many cultures because there is a lot of immigration from another part of Latin America and also from another part of Argentina because Buenos Aires is the big city from Argentina. So there are a lot of things to learn from other people. And I think that's the best thing of Buenos Aires.
The sound of this city.
In the sounds.
Buenos Aires, Relations Condensed in Practice. Featuring Elsa Justel, Miguel Garuti, Cecilia Castro, Rosa Noli Bustos, Victoria Barca. Directed and produced by Eileen Gra, a.k.a. Ailu. Co-produced by Norient and the Goethe Institute.
Hello, my name is Lola Granillo and you are listening to a bonus talk episode for Time Zone produced by Norient and the Goethe Institute. This is a conversation with the artists Ailu Grad and Cecilia Castro. Ailu produced the Time Zone episode about Buenos Aires, where Cecilia also appears. I invite you to listen to it if you haven't already. Most of the people who live in Buenos Aires are not originally from here. I moved here with my family when I was a child. We came from a province in the northwest of the country called La Rioja, where the landscape is mostly olive plantations. Buenos Aires is completely different from any other province in the country. Here, what happens in the rest of the country arrives long after it began, and what happens in the world affects before than in the rest of the country. Sometimes, it seems that things change very fast, as if the years had fallen on top of each other without planning. Like architecture, something that just happens. I am with Ailu and Cecilia now, and I would like to propose focusing on the peculiar production conditions, on the way we collaborate and how we build networks and communities in the field of arts, where friendship has a central role.
Hi, my name is Aileen, but people call me Ailu, and that's also my artistic name as a musician and composer. I'm from Rosario. It's a city in Santa Fe, a province in Argentina. But I've been living in Buenos Aires for so many years that I consider myself a porteña. That's the word we use for the people living in Buenos Aires. The music community, for me, it was very important when I started making music, especially a group of people that I met from a music label. They were from a province in the litoral called Formosa, which means beautiful in Spanish or maybe Portuguese or some mix of all those languages that are in a region that it's different countries. It was originally a mix of cultures, and that's Paraguay and Brazil and Argentina. These friends of mine came to Buenos Aires to study because we have very good public universities here for free. And they built a community around a very specific search for a musical aesthetics that included maybe some kind of mistake as a way of making music, a lo-fi sound that included also folkloric influences mixed with experimental music. And that community was very important for me when I started because they welcomed me and I could feel a part of a group and not just some loner making music in my bedroom.
What you see now in the community of art, for me, one of the interesting things is that people from many disciplines are working together.
I think people start working together not because they need the other person's expertise on something, but because they're friends and they have a desire to work with each other.
Yeah, it's true. Also, when you come to this place, you see something that is always a consequence of something that happened. For example, this big fire we had in 2004 during a concert where many people died and all places started shutting down, and for a long time we were not allowed to give concerts. We did it anyways, but that changed the way we sound.
I remember when we started organizing concerts that we were very concerned about keeping the volume down, about not having drums playing. Do you want to play? Yes, okay, I want to play. I have this setup. I play guitar and drums. Okay, can you make the same setup without drums? And that was around the time that we started making like this kind of music where we had no drums and we played ambient music and drones. Maybe the rhythm started fading out because we had this kind of more atmospheric setup because we couldn't play loud.
Yeah, all the common history that helped us build this sense of community.
The original idea of the podcast was, why do you stay here in Buenos Aires? Why don't you go somewhere else to work where you maybe have more grants or scholarships or ways to achieve your goals, more resources, economical resources or material resources? And that was one of the main questions that ended up being secondary because we ended up also talking about friendship and community. So apparently that's much more important for us who stay here and we work here. It's a very precious thing that we have, the people that we work with.
Also, that life that you describe that could seem ideal, like living abroad, having resources and etc., to me sounds more like a path of bureaucracy.
If you start thinking about your artwork based on resources, it's because you have like a really clear idea of what do you want to do.
That's where the word experimental appears, maybe.
It can be. Yes, yes, that's true. Yes, because I don't have a clue what is going to be my next work. It's going to appear from somewhere. Somebody's going to ask me about do something. Or then when that appears, I say, okay, I start to talk about this. And in some way, we managed to do it. I don't know. And it's good. I mean, I've seen amazing works here, sounds work or musical works, amazing with no much.
It's not like you think I can't do that because I don't have the resources. It's like you start working and you do while you think. It's like we don't have a previous idea of what is this platonic thing that we want to achieve. It's a common way to work here in Buenos Aires, I think, in the art field. We start our works with experimentation. We don't start with this magnificent idea that we have to do this extraordinary work.
I think it's really important to think that that way of working, it's a particular way of make art, and it make it special. It's not like we do what we can do, like, okay, you don't have more resources, so what? That's what you can do. This is the way we are making art, and it make it special and different.
Okay, by living here in this city all together, working in the art field, sometimes we share the same ghosts and fantasies. The fantasy of perhaps having more resources or living abroad and still having our communities. So there is another big ghost and fantasy, which is nature for us. It seems to be so inaccessible. But I understand that you, Cecilia, are working on the natural reserve right now.
I'm doing now my research in a natural park, Buenos Aires City Natural Reserve, right next to the city. If you go there, you don't listen just birds and river, wind, and all the type of sound that you can say that are natural. You listen a lot of things, like helicopters and factories that are right next to this place. One of the more nasty places with a lot of contamination that you have in the city is right next to this natural reserve. So it's kind of like a contradictory territory. It's interesting for me approach this type of conflict with sound because sounds cross borders. So maybe nature in the city is not just the nature as we think it is. It's another thing. Nature in the city is a bear next to the helicopter. Right now I'm working with a group of people that go to the natural reserve to listen or watch the birds. So they go really early in the morning, dress up like if they go like a safari. Boots and green hats and all these big cameras and they're right next to the city. They go to experience something. They really focus on birds. They record these birds and they make like filters. They cut all the noises, the city noises. But then they have other practice that mix again. I went to do a counting of birds that fly really high. And it's funny because with the name, they put urban at the end, like aves rapaces urbanas. These birds were flying around the huge buildings that are in front of the natural park. So the marked land to count these birds are like, okay, we have two birds flying around the YPF building, the National Oil Company. We have two birds flying around ACBC building. That is a bank. The birds living in this city too. So, well, that's what I'm doing right now.
Thank you very much, Ailu and Cecilia, for sharing your experiences and thoughts. It is interesting to review the historical moments we have in common to understand each other a little more. It is curious how history becomes present and resignifies in our practices, and although we do not understand sometimes why we do what we do, when we talk to each other, we realize that it also makes sense. To capture a bigger picture about what it is like to be an artist in the city, please don't forget to listen to the Time Zone episode about Buenos Aires, produced by Norient and the Goethe Institute. Oh!